This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, man, there is drama. There is always drama. And if you think doctors or scientists or public health officials are kind of boring, kind of nerdy, no, we have our own drama. There's going to be drama in any industry. And it's a blood sport. And what's happening now with the vaccines has gotten a little heated because yesterday, the CDC and the FDA had paused the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine after there were 6 reported cases in women between the ages of 18 and 48 of a blood clot, a very severe blood clot, a cerebral venous sinus thrombosis, a clot where the vessels drain the brain. And these 6 cases happened in relatively younger women, 18 to 48, yeah, late 40s is still young, and it happened between 6 and 13 days after vaccination. So we can't say all those cases were definitely vaccine related, but it's suspicious. And what made the CDC and the FDA, I think, react a little quicker on this one is because with the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is very similar with the adenovirus vector, a virus bringing in DNA to our cell. AstraZeneca, their vaccine is very similar to the Johnson & Johnson, and they've had multiple reports of blood clots to the point that the European Medical Agency had to say, look, we do have some issues. We need to maybe be a little bit more careful with this one and only give it to certain populations that are at lower risk for clots. And I think they're still trying to figure out, you know, how they're going to approach the AstraZeneca vaccine rollout over there. So because of the similarity between the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and the AstraZeneca vaccine, when they started to hear of blood clots in America with Johnson & Johnson, I mean, the government had to jump on it. And so when they did suggest a pause, I'm going to support it as a physician. That's what the CDC and the FDA wants to do. I'm going to support it. But I knew it was going to open up Pandora's box because many people out there are going, yes, see, do you really know enough about these vaccines? Do we really know enough about the side effect profile? I'm going to say, I told you so. And I had people say, look, I told you so. And I'm like, I never debated with you guys that there was going to be the 1 in a million chance of something going on. Remember, about 7 million Johnson & Johnson shots were given out. 6 of these cases reported. Now, one we believe died, and they're looking at that right now. They're investigating that. So we're still in the 1 in a million range. It's rare. But there's apparently some debate that it was an overreaction by the CDC and the FDA, and that their actions caused some pretty severe consequences on the vaccine rollout because of them pausing a vaccine. It's going to start making people say, you see, I don't want to get the vaccine. I don't trust it. They did a study with 43,000 people. But once you start vaccinating millions, you see what some of the real side effects are. And for me, I'm kind of torn. The CDC chief, principal deputy director, Dr. Anna Schuchat, had in an interview had said, look, we don't have 100% proof right now that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine caused those clots. So, you know, did we panic people for nothing? As far as I'm concerned, I like full transparency. And I like to calm people's fears down. And I don't like to force anybody into getting something that they feel might hurt them. And so when we heard of, there's been over 3,000 deaths supposedly reported to the VAERS system, the Vaccine Adverse Event Recording System, of possible deaths related to COVID vaccines, and the CDC has not, you know, seen any relationship to the vaccine causing any of these deaths, and we watch their website pretty closely, you do have a lot of concern by the public that we have a lack of attention or a decision to act and do more research on the vaccine side effects. And so when I saw that the CDC and the FDA were doing a pause of the vaccine, I actually welcomed it. Not so much because there are public health official gurus, but because, you see, good, somebody's going to look into some of these. I mean, there is no doubt that for some people, it might not click with their system, any of these vaccines. And this wouldn't be as much of an issue like we've had with our pediatric vaccines and our flu vaccines if there wasn't such a threat, an implied threat, of vaccines being mandatory. So the public is going to have their panties all up in a bunch when it comes to vaccine safety, because some of them might not be able to fly if vaccine passports start coming into play. Some are not being able to go to work because they are refusing or holding off or waiting for more data on a vaccine. See, once you start to have a mass vaccination approach with an implied, you know, flirtation with, we're going to want everybody vaccinated, you know, or people are going to lose some of their liberties, you have people freaking out. Now, I understand that COVID is still rising. We are having multiple states show increase in cases. Fortunately for my state, it's been staying low, and so our governor is hopefully going to open up our state again. But the cases are rising. We're going to see more cases. The hospitalizations are going up, as we'll talk about some of the numbers. So I get how these vaccines are a crucial part to lowering hospitalization rate, lowering mortality, and I'm a fan of the vaccination program. But I do want adverse events looked at, because the public is not going to be happy with this. Well, we got to look at the benefits versus the risks, which is what some public health officials are talking about. You know, yeah, some people are going to die or have issues, but the benefits outweigh the risks. But to a person who's like, I don't want to take the shot, it's going to take more convincing. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6500.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly, this show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so half of the United States have seen COVID infections rise, and I know nobody wants to hear this stuff. They're like, we want this over. We want to not care. And I talked to many people. I talked to many patients. I got to tell you, it's a much different conversation than last year. Last year is, I don't want to go anywhere. I'm bunkering down. I am scared to death. I have these family members. I have this, you know, and now when somebody starts to have some issues that sound like COVID, they're like, oh, I'm over it. No, I don't care if I have COVID. I don't even want to hear that word anymore. And it has been a very long, almost year and a half. I mean, I started to see cases, I thought, end of December, but we didn't really know about it until January. But it's been a very, very long year and a quarter. How about that? But unfortunately, we are involved, and we can't escape public officials' approach to this.
And once they committed to, all right, you know, we're going to have to lock down or we're going to have to make these decisions based on COVID, they feel like if they do have a different approach, somebody could say, wait a second here. You closed us down based on this positivity rate, and now the rates are going up again. And so we worry that some public officials aren't going to want to be criticized for previous moves, that they will have that knee-jerk saying, okay, well, we'll still keep the mask or we'll still do X, Y, and Z. And so, you know, my governor in Nevada held a press conference. It was one of the more positive ones. And he had suggested that by May 1st, local officials will be able to have more decisions in the COVID approach process rather than the centralization of it, which is kind of a nice move. And then by June 1, they hope to open up to 100% full capacity. Why? Because, you know, numbers have been going down. The hospitals aren't overwhelmed. So a bunch of us were like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But many of the reporters that were asking questions are going, well, wait a second. Well, cases are going up. And you had done this approach when cases hit a certain positivity rate. I think we're right now at 8% positivity in Nevada. And I think when it was 10%, that was their limits or their cutoffs. And he said, look, I'm not going to give you a number. I'm not going to tell you what you know, positivity rate or what number value. And he was very careful to do that because, and you know, I was hoping some of the media wouldn't have been trying to goad him with those questions, because the last thing we need is somebody to feel they have to double down on some of their previous lockdown decisions. But luckily he said, it's not going to be, I can't give you a number. And he also left it open as to, we're not sure what's going to happen the next month or two, but this is our goal. And he even said, we need our conventions to come back. You know, we need to reopen. And so I think a lot of public officials are feeling the heat because their locking down caused such financial distress, caused, you know, bank coffers and unemployment to deplete so fast that I think they realized, okay, we're going to have to figure out how to live with this virus. But they have to be very, very careful, because if the cases are going up, and as I'm seeing, we are seeing some pretty big spikes, we're starting to see hospitalizations go up and all that, then you know, we worry that the public officials are going to say, oh, yeah, you see, we have to lock down again. And if they don't, which is fantastic, and this is what we want, if they don't, then people will say, ah, so that was, you didn't have to do that. That was an overreach. And then lawyers could pursue that kind of line of behavior. So what I'm seeing, and many of you can pull this up too with Worldometers. Worldometers gives, I think, some pretty good data on what's going on with COVID. Another 18,000 cases reported in the U.S. over the last few hours, another 181 deaths. But our hospitalizations rates up to 9,500. Now, 9,500 people being in the hospital currently is much lower than it used to be. I mean, we had that many people in the hospital in a single city. But, however, in some cities, however, the rates are going up. We were at about 8,500 a couple weeks ago. So the fact that we've had another 1,000 people enter the hospital, you know, it's something that I'm a little concerned about. But if you look at India, India is reporting another 174,000 cases. Are you kidding me? 174,000, another 809 deaths. Yes, they have a much larger population. They don't have as many people reportedly in the hospital, but that's a lot of cases going up. Russia has another 8,300 cases. Turkey, 62,000. Germany, 25,000. Poland, 21,000. Iran, 25,000. Ukraine, 14,000. And again, you wonder if we're getting full transparency, if some countries are being very open, if some aren't. But unfortunately, it means that we are seeing these surges. And when you see these surges, you start to kind of get that tingling in the back of your neck. Is this going to be very similar to what happened last year, where Europe got hit, multiple countries in Asia got hit, and then by the time it hit America, you know, we all had this panic. And so I just don't want the panic. What the public officials did last spring was, okay, people are dying. I don't want to be accused, because they were being chained. You know, if they kept the state open, they were being chained into every death is on you. So if they close it down, they could at least not, you know, if they're damned if they do, damned if they don't, at least they could err on the side of caution and say, well, we shut down to save lives. But it was so devastating financially, and we still don't know how many lives were truly saved by that, that you know, people think it was still a bad decision. And so I don't want this knee jerk. What I think any public official should do is, one, is kind of look at the science when we look at these masks. The N95 respirators work, but what a lot of these people are wearing, these face coverings that have been in their purse or car for 6 months and they reuse, I wonder if some of these numbers are contributing to that, because people are wearing quote-unquote masks that aren't really clean, that aren't really, it's like we're not even wearing masks. I mean, yes, it might provide a barrier against spit and all that, but I'm not seeing people in brand new crisp masks. I'm looking at things that are very used and weathered. People don't want to spend money on masks. People don't want to spend money on new gaiters and, you know, so, you know, if we're talking about N95 respirator masks, yeah, I think those suckers work. But when we're talking about what people have over their face, no. I had to reach for a mask. I was going into a grocery store. I lost my fresher one. Thank God I had an old one that was crumpled up in my purse. Well, how good is that mask, really? So, we're being told that about half a million people caught COVID in the last week. This is the highest rate since February. Now, nearly 50% of the population have had at least one or two vaccines. So, are the vaccines working? Well, yeah, I was interviewed yesterday by News 3 on these breakthrough on ABC News on these breakthrough cases, and I really believe that the majority of people probably getting ill are the ones that haven't been quote-unquote fully vaccinated. But where I'm a little concerned with these numbers is I think they're grossly lowered, because the average person is not going to get tested for COVID. Every time I have somebody call in with a fever, cough, sniffles, I'm like, look, you know, it could be COVID. Can you get tested? They're like, oh, hell no. And I go, well, we don't want you going back to work. Don't worry, I work from home. I'm like, yeah, but it'd be nice to know if this is COVID or not. So, you know, the average person who is vaccinated that gets sick, they're like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to go through that again. The average person that lost so much work isn't going to want to lose work again. The average person that has a family member who works for somebody so strict that if they at all are exposed, they have to be off work for 2 weeks. I don't think the average person is getting tested. And I'm not going to fret too much about that, because, you know, the mild cases aren't what worry us. It's the hospitalizations, the serious cases. But they say half of U.S. states are reporting a jump. Pennsylvania, more than 6,000 new COVID cases. Michigan had 8,800 cases in one day. This is close to their 9,700 new cases on November 20th. So we're talking about some spikes that are looking pretty reminiscent to cough and cold season. And Johns Hopkins data is saying we have a 10% spike in weekly totals. That's where the numbers are at. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris said on Wednesday she has no plans to visit the U.S. southern border, but she's looking forward to a trip soon to Mexico and Guatemala to address the core causes of the surging illegal immigration from Central America.
A large part of our focus is diplomatic in terms of what we can do in a way that is about working with these countries. But, for example, I have talked with the President of Mexico, the President of Guatemala. We have, well, probably saying too much, but we have plans in the work to go to Guatemala. As soon as possible, given all of the restrictions in terms of COVID and things of that nature.
Harris speaking at a roundtable discussion regarding immigration on Wednesday. A Burleson, Texas police officer is in stable condition after being shot multiple times during a traffic stop. The suspects fled the scene and are still on the loose. You're listening to USA Radio News. The state of Iowa will not house illegal migrant children from the U.S.-Mexico border. The Iowa Department of Human Services Director Kelly Garcia says Iowa does not have the resources to properly care for the children.
Social workers to oversee their safety and welfare, either residential providers or families to take those children in, medical care, schooling, bilingual families, and a whole host of other supports that any human needs to live.
That audio courtesy of WHO-TV, the NBC affiliate in Des Moines. Texas is the latest state to consider allowing wagering on both professional and amateur sports. It's estimated sports betting would bring as much as $180 million in new revenue to the state. A hearing taking place on Wednesday in the Texas legislature, which comes as the state of Arizona is poised to allow sports gambling. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey expected to sign a bill into law legalizing sports and fantasy betting. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So border agents found 20 undocumented immigrants, including two children, attempting to enter the U.S., but what makes this one different is they were hiding under the boards of a trailer. I haven't seen this sort of hiding, this sort of people upon people trying to fit in a closed space since I was, watching movies on the Holocaust, how, they recreate how people would try to hide in the floors of houses so the Nazis wouldn't find them and shoot them or kill them or take them to the concentration camps. And those conditions obviously are very, very dangerous. That's not healthy. You don't know for how many days and hours these people were in this position, but you see, I don't want to even say wall to wall, we're talking about a truck trailer. Truck trailers not very long. You see 20 people
just lying there, scrunched up together, including a couple kids, trying to get into the United States. Chief Patrol Agent Austin Scarrell confirmed the ages of the children as 10 and 15. And the discovery came just a couple days before today when Vice President Kamala Harris announced she is going to travel to Mexico and Guatemala as a migrant crisis at the border deepens. She's not going to go to the border. People are concerned about that. I'm mixed. I don't know if her going to the border is, at this point, ideal. And I don't see them wanting to have a photo of her next to the, you know, next to these facilities where kids are overcrowded and people are overcrowded. And, you know, if she, you know, smiles at a border agent saying, you know, thank you for your work, if they catch that smile, it's just not a good look. So I could see why she's avoiding it. I don't think she should if she is the border czar, if she is supposed to be taking this on. You know, I think she should be rolling up her sleeves and getting in there and helping, but I get why they're not having her go to the border. And also, maybe Border Patrol might be saying, look, we really don't need to be dealing with Secret Service right now. We have our hands full. We're trying to change diapers. I mean, we can't be, you know, helping you guys with security and sweeping the area. And so I'm not sure. It might be a mutual decision. But Chief Patrol Agent Austin Scarrow shared images of the smuggling attempt that showed 18 adults and two children lying on top of one another in the boards. You see bags and other items placed on top of the boards to conceal the migrants. You just wonder what sort of oxygen and breathing abilities they had. They made the discovery after a Del Rio sector canine alerted agents to the trailers at one of the checkpoints. And it's hot. The temperatures are warming up. Obviously, they couldn't go to the bathroom. They couldn't drink. They couldn't, you know, so you wonder how long they were in this sort of a contraption. And big question is, where are these migrant children going? Well, in Iowa, I believe it was the Iowa Department of Human Services had to publicly say they can't take the kids. During an interview, Governor Reynolds said Iowa did not have proper facilities for the children and said it's, quote, the president's problem. And Iowa DHS Director Kelly Garcia said she was the one who advised Governor Reynolds of the decision. She says she believes it would not be appropriate to place refugees in group settings with Iowa children who have behavioral issues. She also says it would take a lot of people to support the migrants. She says social workers to oversee their safety and welfare, either residential providers or families, to take those children in, medical care, schooling, bilingual families, and a whole host of other supports that any human needs to live. Garcia said it would be Iowa's obligation to place the children with permanent families. Now, she also said she could reverse her decision as the state learns more about support for funding or translation services from the federal government, but they are overwhelmed. McMaster in South Carolina had said, look, we can't take them. Now, some people have accused some of the more, quote-unquote, red state governors of not wanting to accept them as it could affect voting and all that. I don't think the numbers are to that degree. I really think it is, you know, COVID overwhelms state systems. And even if it was a state that didn't close down and lock down and be very strict with mask mandates, travel had stopped. There were repercussions from franchises and farming and travel sectors, and the repercussions were so bad that states, even if they had looser regulations and could have still done well economically, still got hit. And then you want to add on a whole new element of kids without resources and food and medicines to be also taken on by the state governments. As much as we want to help these kids, I think the states are overwhelmed. You know, the money that's coming in these stimulus packages, assuming that a majority of it will actually go to where it's supposed to go, that's to cover the current deficit issues. New York said the billions of dollars they're getting from the government is still not enough. They still have at least, I think, a $1 or $2 billion deficit, and they're going to have to raise taxes. So then how, you know, where does the money come from, and what families are available to take on extra kids? And I'm sure there's a lot of families that'll say, we'll take a kid, we'll take a kid. But what, do you separate them from their brothers or sisters? And how do you vet these families? You know, there are some families that, oh, yeah, we'll take the kids. And, you know, we've seen horror stories where they get money per kid, but they aren't very parental. Or these kids are in foster home settings where they could be attacked by other kids and assaulted and things like that. I mean, you know, a new family raising their hand saying, yes, we'll take a kid, they still have to be vetted. And the idea of, you know what, we're here for you, we'll take a kid, we'll have them come into our home. How many of you, and I, mind you, I love kids and I would want to do whatever I could to help anybody. But I have to be honest with you. One of our friends needed us to watch their dog, take care of their beautiful little dog. And while they were away for a weekend. There's nothing this dog would do, with the exception of biting my kids, that would make me think it wouldn't work out. Well, that dog, all night long, all that dog did was yell and ruin the house and attack. All that dog did was mayhem. And it got to the point where before they left town, I go, we can't do it. He tore up the house. He kept everybody up. He's unhappy. He's crying. I don't know if we could do this. And I love animals. I mean, I have six now. I love animals. We couldn't do it. So I think a lot of people are going to say, look, yeah, we'll take a kid. And then all of a sudden day two comes or day three comes and the child is upset. They can't speak to the child. The child misses their family. The child is ill. They feel they can't help the kid. Maybe their kids start getting sick because maybe it was COVID or something. You don't know what sort of scenario could come. And some people might be like, you know what? Day three, this doesn't seem to be what I thought it was going to be. Which means when states find foster families, they do a fantastic job and a very intricate process vetting to make sure there's not this, we're in over our heads. Now, apparently, some foster families, I'm sure you heard about what happened in Washington State, where Edmundo Serena Sanchez and his wife were notified that they had to vacate a house where they were raising foster kids for 7 years to make room for migrant children. So we also were having a displacement of foster kids. One teenager ran away. Another one went into the hospital for stress of the move. So, this is overwhelming many states and people. 1-877-DOCTOR-BELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person.
which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Opportunity in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there was a Louisiana storm that unfortunately caused a boat to capsize, a commercial boat, commercial lift boat, 18 people aboard. And it capsized, and a U.S. Coast Guard search had to start yesterday after a report of, quote, multiple people in the water. By 9 p.m., six had been rescued. This is being reported by Fox News, according to Coast Guard spokesman Jonathan Lally. They say, currently we have multiple Coast Guard assets as well as Good Samaritan vessels searching for people off of a capsized lift vessel. And apparently stormy conditions and wind gusts of 75 miles an hour caused rough waters in the Gulf of Mexico, resulting in at least one boat capsizing, according to Fox 8 of New Orleans. Louisiana resident Simon Bruce said people fell overboard from more than one boat. He said the mayday calls that went out were the most he ever heard at one time, the station reported. He said, I'm on the boat, we're doing four knots, keeping the bow in the wind.
the bow and the wind. Waves are breaking over the bow. And so one Facebook user claimed that several people had been rescued. But right now, Coast Guard's pretty on it. But we'll keep you guys posted. But the storm, unfortunately, caused a lot of mayhem in the water. And I'm not sure why there wasn't that much warning. You know, many times, you know, there's warnings, and so people avoid being out in the water. But this seems to be something that just kind of hit them, took them by storm, unfortunately. No pun intended. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ponzi schemer Bernie Madoff has died at the age of 82. He was the infamous architect of the epic security swindle. It had burned thousands of investors, outfoxed regulators, they say, and it earned him, according to Yahoo News, a 150-year prison term. He did die behind bars. Early Wednesday, he was 82 years old. He was at the Federal Medical Center in Butner, North Carolina. And his lawyers tried to get him released, saying he was suffering from end-stage renal disease and other chronic medical conditions. But they weren't able to get him out of prison during the COVID pandemic. And they say his death was due to natural causes. Person was not authorized to speak publicly. They were on the condition of anonymity. But he was a quote-unquote financial guru and former chairman of the NASDAQ stock market. So he attracted a bunch of investment clients, Florida retirees, celebrities, I think even Steven Spielberg, Kevin Bacon, Sandy Koufax. But apparently his investment advisory business was exposed in 2008 as a Ponzi scheme that wiped out people's fortunes, ruined charities, and he became hated. He actually had to wear a bulletproof vest to court. His fraud was believed to be the largest in Wall Street's history. So trustees have been trying to recover some of the money lost, about more than $14 billion of an estimated $17.5 billion investors had put into these businesses. At the time of his arrest, fake account statements were telling clients they had holdings worth $60 billion. This is why I get nervous, like with cryptocurrency and all that. Maybe I shouldn't, but I just feel like if you don't see the money, it's not there. So he pleaded guilty in March 2009 to securities fraud and other charges, saying he is deeply sorry and ashamed. So after several months of living under house arrest at his $7 million Manhattan penthouse apartment, he was let off to jail. I remember seeing this. And it wasn't that he, quote-unquote, stole from the rich, but he stole from the poor as well, they said. And he stole from the in-between, and he had no values, they say. And this is according to Tom Fitzmaurice. That was former investor, told the judge at his sentencing. What's interesting? Why do people get suckered into these things? We see people make a lot of money. Right now, people are making bucks on Coin, hitting the market now. Coinbase Global has hit the market and has now opened and is publicly traded. So people are making money right now on stock. And we see people make a lot of money in the stock market, or they'll make a lot of money in a real estate investment, and then people will say, I have been working my butt off. I work 60-hour weeks. You're telling me that I can make $100,000 or a couple hundred thousand dollars or $50,000? I live in Las Vegas, and my father was a gambler. And for him to be busting his butt his whole life and growing up poor, to be able to make $100 within minutes at a craps table. One day, I think he made close to $2,000, and this was back in the 80s. And it was, my mom's like, take the money and run. You want it? Let's go. And I don't know if he lost it all again. I know he lost more than that over the years. But the euphoria of being able to make chunks of money like that. You know, everybody wants to be rich. I don't want to be rich. I'd like to be wealthy. I'd like to be financially secure. But, I get nervous about the rich, because with rich, there's that connotation that you could be poor, that you have money, that there's a lack of control and safety in terms of your finances. Wealthy, I think it was, who was it? It's a comedian that, trying to think which comedian Chris Rock. Chris Rock had talked about there's a difference between rich and wealthy. And I think when people see other wealthy people, and wealthy people, by the way, are very concerned about their money as well. They don't want to lose their wealth. You know, somebody who grew up poor, you know, and I'm like, oh, I'm comfortable in an apartment, and I don't have to have air conditioning in my car. You know, my kids could go to a state school. We're fine. I went to a state school. My kids could go to a state school. Yeah, I worked fast food. My kids could work fast food. You know, so for us, if there was any financial devastation from a recession or anything like that, we're fine. You know, two-bedroom apartment would be still a palace compared to places I used to live in. So I'm comfortable with that. But somebody wealthy that might have stalkers, that needs security, that has all these expenses, you know, somebody that might have a spouse that might only be with them because of their money, they have a little bit more desperation. And so I think you have that desperation causing you to make bad moves. So when you hear, oh, listen, this is going up. You invest in this company. You are going to make bucks. You know, this person made bucks. Here's the proof. Look at this. Look at this. You see what they drive. You see what they're doing. And when you see the frenzy and you see the smoke and mirrors, I think even some of the, you would think were shrewdest business people, just because they have money doesn't mean they're shrewd. And so people get suckered in. And so as a physician, I have taken care of many people who have been depressed or anxious because they got themselves suckered into a bad real estate deal or a relationship that thought they loved them, but they just wanted their money. I can't tell you how many people turn into, I don't know if the term cash cows, or they get into these relationships where somebody needs a rent paid or they need their bills paid. And these people out there are very, very, they make an art of it. They don't just ask you for money day one. They will date you for months. So you think you are in this deep relationship. And then they say, you know, look, you know, I want to move in with you, but, you know, I think, you know, it's a little hard. I have a kid, you know, but I am having some trouble with the rent, and I might have to move to another state where it's cheaper. No. No, I want you to stay here. No, I'll help you with your rent. You know, this way you don't have to move to a cheaper state, you know. And so there, it's not as blatant as you would think. And so I unfortunately see this behavior over and over and over again, and Bernie Madoff is just one of many who play people. 1-877-DOC-LEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.